Here we are. We got okay. Ali Jamal from America First.
I don't work for the America First Foundation. I'm an independent conservative content creator, but I support AF. They're cool.
Yeah. So what is AF? What is that?
AF stands for America First. Okay. It's, oh my gosh, my mom's gone. There we go. Okay, so America First is the hat America First. Yeah. America First Foundation is owned by Nick Fuentes,
right,
the CEO of Cozy TV and the founder of the America First Foundation.
Okay,
this hat is one of his products, yeah.
What does it mean? What does it stand for? Does it stand for white people?
It stands for what my understanding of America First, it stands for Christ, family, and country. So basically, like, they put Jesus first, and, you know, they're like pro Jesus Christ first, and if we put Jesus first, we put America first. Yeah.
Are you Christian?
Non-denom, yeah.
What do you mean non-denom? Well,
non-denom in Asia.
Well, America First professes that they want a Catholic country. Don't they want that?
The founder of America First Foundation, Nicholas J. Fuentes, is a devout Catholic. However, yeah, there are non-Catholics within the content creation team and organization, like Kai Quips is Mormon and like all those guys. Yeah.
Well, what's the end game here? What's the objective of the American First movement? I mean, what do they want to do? What do they want to reach? What's the end
they
game?
I don't work for America First Foundation. I think their end game is to bring Christ back into the family and like make society more Christ-like and more like restore morality, such as like ending drag queen story hour, you know, restoring decency and just overall positivity.
How about those people Christian who are not positive. Religious? 23% of the population is atheist in the United States. So what do you know what I'm saying? So you guys are.
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't know. I don't know about that, man. But this is a Christian nation. This is America. Yeah. We have, like, unironically, most of the people of this country are Christian. And so we need to have, you know, Christian morality in our law code, as well as like how society runs and Christian morality.
Yeah, but you know, America is not a Christian country, right? According to the founding fathers.
It's mostly Protestant, so I mean,
no, even
it is a Christian nation.
They have a treaty with Morocco, Tripoli, in 1773, I think it was, where they admitted that America is not a Christian country. So you understand?
I don't know about that. I gotta look it up.
You look it up. It's called the Tripoli Treaty.
Treaty?
Yeah, chapter 11. I mean, look at it.
I have no idea.
You want to put it on? You know how to put it on there?
I'm looking at it right now.
11. Go to 11.
Okay, I'm looking at it. It says President John Adams of the United States signed the Treaty of Tripoli, which secured the commercial shipping rights and protecting American ships in the Mediterranean from pirates.
Now go to chapter the part 11 of the treaty.
Part 11? I don't know that part.
Appendix.
Look, I support AF. I want a Christian nation. Look, ever since God's been taken out of the schools and Christianity has been pushed out of society, America's gone worse. Like, there's too much degeneracy. There's too much homosexuality. There's too much sodomy. I believe that this movement that Nick Fuentes runs is like the only way forward. This is the only movement that actually takes this stuff seriously and wants to like get to that goal, you know?
Okay, how many are members of the America First movement?
Like I said before, no. I don't work for the
America
but
you follow
First
the
Foundation.
Movement. You're part of the movement.
I support them. How many members? Well, I'm not sure, actually. I think over 100,000 followers on Twitter, but like Nick Fuentes got banned. Hopefully he gets restored, you know, restore NJF to Twitter. Let's go. You know, you can watch the show.
Ali, you have 330 million Americans. I mean,
We'll get it done. Don't worry.
You know what the problem is? Maybe it's the bad messaging. Oh, you know, the racism and that stuff. And
I don't. Look, the people in America First are not racist. I've met a lot of their content creators in real life. They're not racist.
Like, yeah, but I heard Nick Fuentes said a lot of things about Jews, about blacks, about stuff like that.
I mean, he is right about the, well, I don't know. I said it on my channel, but the Jews control the media, you know?
You know, you can say it. I mean, I've said nothing bad. I mean, Jews are in the media in large numbers, but they don't control the whole media. There's a lot of.
Oh, they do. Have you seen that one picture where, you know, the red media, the phone, where like Kanye West shows the phone and it has like the red on it? That's every, the companies are in red. They are owned by people who are Jewish.
I know, but I want to play devil advocate. Jews in America have contributed a lot. They have contributed in medicine, in economics, in philanthropy.
Well, there is good people on both sides. Yeah, I agree on that.
I mean, if it wasn't for Jewish scientists, people have polio. They also have these diseases. They discovered a lot of medication, a lot of medicine in the United States. And this is coming from an Arab. I'm an Arab, and I'm pro-Palestinian.
I'm Arab too, and I'm very conservative.
Okay, how do I fit into America First? And I'm a Muslim, and I don't want to be a Christian, but I want to be part of the movement. How do I fit in there? You don't. You don't have no.
Well, here's the thing: the America First found movement is like a Christian movement,
right?
So, like, I think you have to be Christian in order to like. I don't work for the foundation.
I know you don't work for the foundation.
That's a very good question, actually. You should.
You're a follower of the. You're not at the helm, but you are part of the movement. I mean, everybody has to be part of the corporation.
Fan. Huh? I'm just a fan.
Oh, a fan. I think maybe you have misplaced allegiance to Nick Fuentes. I don't think Nick Fuentes is the right.
Oh, wait. I swear I have three levels of loyalty. First, it's Jesus Christ. Then it's Nick. Then it's Ethan Ralph, in that order.
Wow.
So I always put Jesus first in anything when
were
it comes
to
loyalty.
A Christian or you just converted to Christianity?
Oh, I converted to non-denom. That's about it.
What does non-denom mean?
Non-denominational.
Oh, okay. But how did you get exposed to Christianity? That you said, well, today my mother's a Saudi Arabian and my father is a Pakistani.
I just looked at the Bible and it was right. You know, I saw the Bible, I saw the teachings, and I agreed with it. And you know, I like the Bible.
What part of the Bible you influenced?
It's policies against. Homosexuality is very clear and concise, and it's easy to understand.
But homosexuality has always existed, even in Muslim countries, even in Saudi Arabia, under the table. Let me tell you, they have this delusional thing. No, listen to me first, Ali. In the Middle East, they have this thing, the male who does the thing is not the gay, but the guy who receives it is the gay one. So the guy who does it to the guy, oh, he's considered a fucking stud because of lack of access to women over there. But the whole idea is homosexuality has always been part of society since the beginning of time.
Not really. The idea of marriage is between male and female, and homosexuality is kind of a new ideology that's being pushed on kids today, honestly. And like they made up less than 2% like less than 0.5% of the population.
But they
I don't
are right
think
now.
That's accurate.
You know that, right?
That when you say, oh, they were 25%.
They are about 23 to 25% people who identify as gay. Part of the LGBT community in the United States.
You'd be part of the trans community? There's no such thing as a trans person, so like
I'm gonna be honest with you,
Ali.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't know what trans was until 2015, and I grew up all my life here. And I'm a very cultured person. I read a lot, so it's a new thing. So I don't know what my position is on it. Huh?
Yeah, that's totally cool, man. Yeah, you're very cool.
It's a new thing. I don't have no position on it.
It's very new.
I could agree with you.
It's just evil.
No, Ali,
homosexuality is evil.
I couldn't agree with you that school kids should not be exposed to anything sexual, gay, trans, regular. Just let them read and write and do math until they get older, they find out. But don't you think that gays and the LGBT community have the right to exist under the protection of the Constitution of the United States? Do they guarantee that right?
Here's the thing about the Constitution. It got some parts right, such as the Second Amendment, which enables self-defense, which is a biblical value.
Okay.
Because of the freedom in the Constitution, it allows for the grooming of kids. And like it's
Who's grooming the kids,
like drag queens, like dancing in the streets half naked. And it's just, it's utterly disgusting. You know, if you look at countries like Dubai or like Saudi Arabia, you see that you don't see any of that gross, hideous stuff, whether it's in public or at businesses. And that's because they have law codes from Sharia law that explicitly says homosexuality is banned. And as a result, their society is very pure. Yes.
But I could tell you with confidence that homosexuality exists in Dubai, exists in Saudi Arabia, exists in Yemen. It does. It's there, but it's not as open.
I mean, a lot of people say it's in the closet.
Yeah, of course.
The goal should be to eliminate it all. Because if you embrace homosexuality, if you embrace the LGBTQ agenda, you're missing out on traditional marriage, such as, you know, having a good loving wife cook in the kitchen and make you delicious food, and the man goes out to work, and like the child, you know, gets homeschooled by the mother, who like understands conservative values. Whereas Western civilizations, it's like in Western civilizations, that's sadly like in the United States, like both parents have to work just to make a living. Meanwhile, children are going to school and being indoctrinated into stuff. So like,
yeah, I'm gonna tell you, Ali. Isn't it what people do behind their closed doors their business? Like, I mean, let's say it does exist. How do you stop it behind closed doors? Let's see.
We inform the people before they do it, such as, oh, if you do, like I said before, if you participate in homosexuality, you miss out on a happy traditional marriage, and on top of all that, you get more sick. Some statistics say that if you participate in sodomy and homosexuality, you're actually more likely to get AIDS and HIV. I did a stream about this on my channel a while back.
Yeah, a long time ago. I grew up during that era. I'm a little older than you. But so is heterosexual, so bisexual people. When the AIDS epidemic started, yes, it did afflict the homosexual community.
Mostly, I'm sure that 95% of people who have AIDS are
in the beginning,
homosexual backgrounds. I'm unlikely to get AIDS because I'm not gay.
No, it jumped to the heterosexual community. A lot of people who are heterosexual got it through blood infusion or through anal sex, whatever. You know, I don't want to talk like that.
Anal sex should not be even a thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Human
but people
reproduction
still do it,
is between a male and a female. That's it.
Okay. Let's
and within the confines of marriage, of course. Yes.
Yeah. So how do we build a Christian America? What do we do with the non-Christian, the blacks, the Jews, the Muslims?
We just tell them to convert. We just tell them to convert, accept Jesus.
Let's say I'm an American citizen. I'm going to say, no, I'm not going to do it, Ali. What's going to happen to me as an
American?
And
I guess you won't get the benefits Oh, well, if you're a married Christian couple with 10 kids, you get a massive tax break. But if you're not, you don't get the tax break, you know?
I still exist as a citizen?
Well, I mean, you should... Well, yeah, you could exist, but, like, don't be homosexual. Don't be, like...
No, we're off.
We don't advocate for death. No death. No violence.
No, we're off the sexuality part. We're on to the people who are non-Christian or non-Catholic, who are American as much as you are, or as much as the McFontes are, and they say, listen, okay, what's my role in America's first future?
Well, I can answer that, actually. The role for non-Christians in America first would be to support the Christian message.
No, I mean the non-Christians, the people who...
the non-Christians should help out, you know, the people who are Christian and, you know, back them in taking back their country. I mean, this is a Protestant Christian country, you know?
Yeah. It's okay, you said from the very beginning.
From the very beginning, I think America is mostly Protestant. I do like Catholicism though. It's nice.
Yeah. But well, Nick Fuentes is saying, no, I want it to be a Catholic country. Then you're gonna have an issue with them.
That is perfectly fine because my position is, it has to be a Christian country, but it cannot support sin, right, such as that.
You know, how about extramarital sex, like men who have sex without being married?
No. Here's the thing. That's already happening in today's society, and it's causing a lot of problems. When you have sex before marriage, it causes problems. It causes mental problems, financial problems. It causes problems spiritually, mentally, work related. It just causes so many problems. When you have sex within marriage, it's actually a lot easier to progress in life. Whereas if you have sex outside of marriage, it's a lot harder because you feel bad a lot of things. You like before marriage, you get everything set up, like the finances, family ties, family support, all that stuff. That should be happening before marriage. At marriage is when the families unite, and then after the wedding is done, after the vows are said, then if the couple decides to have kids, they already have that support system ready, you know, to take care of the child. And that is why you should have sex within marriage. Yes.
I agree with you that, you know, marriage is good and a foundation for a family is great, to have the mother and the father as one unit that nurse children to grow up to be good citizens. But
yes,
we don't live in a perfect world, Ali. I mean, you're going to have to change
the
mind.
We will make that perfect world. People of this movement will make that and we will make that perfect world.
Right. All right.
I think the leader of the America First Foundation said something along the lines of, I want to be part of the movement America First that actually tried to fix everything that is wrong with the society. I think that's how it was. I think that's like my interpretation of what he said in like his intro and stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not an NPC.
Can women work?
And when it comes to the children question, young boys need to be raised to be masculine, such as eat red meat, eat healthy, work out, exercise, become strong. And, and as they grow up and get married in the future, provide because they are a man. And then women should be like trained to, be modest and, wear no nudity clothing and once they get married, stay in the kitchen, and cook and raise kids. That's what the traditional society should be about.
I know, but women, how about women who work? They're not going to work at all?
Well, and like, if they're married to a guy, the ideal should be the man goes out of the house, works, provides to the family. The mother stays at home and raises a child if they have children.
But it's not
if they don't have children, they should. The woman should be cooking.
So she should not work at all, in other words.
Yeah, that's how it should be, but it's not because our country is not godly anymore. Today's society, children are being raised by, you guessed it, a smartphone,
right,
woke teachers at the school.
The religious institutions have a bad record with children, child abuse and sexual abuse. The Catholic Church, the bad.
That is because those churches are corrupt and they are not the way of God.
It's the Vatican.
We should be promoting churches that actually uphold biblical values, like the church I go to, that, there's no like child abuse and stuff like that.
Right.
Like, for instance, there's a church in Germany where there's like, this Catholic sect or something, I don't know the full story, basically is accepting homosexuality. That church is going to get excommunicated by the Pope, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because the Catholic Church is not a perfect institution. You know that, right? They have a bad history. Even when they ruled Europe, they used to kill people. They had the crusade. They sent children to die.
They slowly got corrupted over time. One of my friends, who's a very... I think you should interview him too. My friend Ventoine is a very good Catholic. He knows the ins and outs of it. Yeah.
Yeah. You think I could ever get an interview with Nick Fuentes? How can I reach him?
I could send you the email. Hold on, I'll help you out. You're surprisingly, I know you're a lefty, but you're actually surprisingly reasonable.
No, I don't mind. I want to interview him, and I'm going to have some pushback, like what I'm doing right now with you. You know, I want to know what your positions are, but I'm going to tell
my
you.
My positions are far-right nationalism. Yeah. But I'm very polite. I'm very polite to people about it.
I think you're a very nice person. I think you're a very nice person, but I think you're, I don't want to say this. I think you're a bit misled. You know, I don't want to say a bit lost.
I know exactly what I'm getting myself into. I've looked at other conservative movements, such as Turning Point USA, American Virtue, and America First, and I choose AF because they are the best organization that upholds Jesus Christ first, obviously. But Turning Point, like, it's a big organization, but like, it is ruled by Jews. It is literally controlled by Zionists. And then American Virtue, they just had their conference recently, and they made no mention of Jesus Christ. Like, that annoys me.
The American evangelists support Israel and are very Zionist against?
My issue with Israel is that they get a lot of money from the United States. Like, we can afford to send Ukraine and Israel lots of money. Meanwhile, water in Michigan is absolutely not drinkable. That is a problem. Right. We need to put America first, obviously.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I think that the American citizen should be the first person to be protected and be economically well. Should be, we should invest in our people. I understand that, and I think I agree with you. I think we should not give money away to anybody at all. Because you know you have a lot of homeless people, so what I was going to tell you? How about the incel community? What's the relationship between the incel community and the right? Is there a unification or an agreement?
There is incels within the America First community, and they're some of the nicest people I've ever talked to. They're not bad people. They are I don't know how to describe. I just don't know how to describe incel.
If I told you that Joe Biden should give them vouchers and take them to a brothel in Las Vegas to get laid and go back home and get all that tension off their back.
Whoa! No! I would not approve of that because getting laid is trying to have a relationship before marriage.
Yeah, like, but they're not getting anything.
You should have relationships, but not that way. You should you should do it naturally instead of trying to chase women. That's like not how it, the female's supposed to give signals to the male, and the male's supposed to approach her, but man should not be chasing like five women at once at the same time. It should go one at a time.
How about getting married to four women?
I mean, that's how my mom did it. So that's how my parents did it. So like, and I turned out like this.
Well, what did your parents think about you being a Christian?
They were a little shocked at first. But over time, they came to accept it because, I'm not gay.
Right.
So like, I think the position is, I can choose a religion, but I cannot. Yeah. Be homosexual, because if I do, they would disown me. And look, I don't like homosexuality. It is a sin. Leviticus says so.
Okay, but I want to ask you something. You know, the Saudi Arabian culture, you get arranged marriages. You're guaranteed a marriage.
I think arranged marriage is based.
Huh?
I think arranged marriage is a based.
It solves all the problems, right? Or the incel problem.
It solves a lot of problems because, yeah. Like, I heard some studies say like, in like, what's it called again? Sorry, I forgot. Arranged marriages actually last longer, right. Believe it or not.
Yeah, I know it does. I was married like that. But what I'm saying, it solves a lot of ills of the young. The incel community will be okay. You won't have any incels if you have arranged marriages, if it was culturally okay, right?
Like a lot of people.
But everybody will be guaranteed a wife.
Hold on. I'm so sorry. Let me check the open Bible if arranged marriages is okay. I think it is. I always prefer the Bible. I always refer to the Bible. There's this amazing website. It's called openbible.info. Yeah. You click find out. And it's really nice.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. What does the Bible say? Yeah. What does the Bible say about arranged marriages? The Bible does not. Wait, hold on. Is that right?
It's probably okay because if it's
I'm not getting that many good results.
Okay, I want to ask you something. Last week
it's preferable. It is preferred that I asked people about arranged marriages in this movement, America First. They actually say it's based from my experience.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you. Last week you traveled to Waco, right? To the rally for President Trump.
Waco, yeah, I was at Waco.
You traveled there, like by plane or bus, or do you live near Texas?
I'm in Texas, so I just drove.
Oh, there. Okay, so that's why I was like saying this guy spent money to go. I heard there's not a lot of people. I saw the pictures. There was not a lot of people there.
I mean, there was a medium sized crowd. But it was fun. I mean, I got to saw Donald Trump's plane. It was amazing. Yeah.
What is that?
Donald Trump's plane, the black one.
But the crowd, I heard that. I saw a lot of pictures. There was not. It was like 2,000 people, 3,000 people that showed up. And Donald Trump claimed it was 35,000. But we saw the pictures from up above with drones. It was just scattered people over there.
Hmm.
Why do you like Donald Trump?
I like Trump. I love, like, in the America First movement, we actually embrace this new ideology from Ye West called love speech. We're supposed to love everybody.
Okay.
So, like, I love Trump because he pioneered the America First movement. He was the one that started this whole thing.
Yeah.
He is the guy that basically put America First when he was in the White House. He won. Oh, wait. Good. I don't know.
But questions.
He got this W in the he got the W in the 2020 election.
Nah, he didn't win. He lost the 2020 election.
Yeah, he won.
He don't win that. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, what
did Trump do as president for America First? Give me
when it comes to manufacturing, he put America first. When it comes to shipping, he put America first. He deregulated a lot of industries. He made better trade deals with China and like Europe. He made sure that there was no new wars under his administration. He started building the wall, which helped secure the southern border.
Like 20 miles. That's it.
Like it was 3/4 of the way complete, I think.
No, there's nothing. Not even 20 miles. Well, I was gonna tell you, Donald Trump didn't do anything with the free trade thing. The manufacturing was still the same thing. He did do the tariff on China, but the tariff we were paying for it, and he hurt the farmers because the Chinese stopped buying our soybeans and our farming.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of soybeans.
Yeah,
I think I would see that as a good thing because, like, you know. The government back in the day subsidized a lot of soybean oil, and as a result, cancer rates have gone up. Like if you look at when seed oils
are you going to school right now? Are you going to school?
when you look at CEOs introduced and cancer rates, they like both go up.
How do you go to school?
I go to I'm in an online school, but I'm not gonna say which school.
What are you majoring in?
I could tell you my major. Yeah, I'm gonna get a bachelor's in pre law. Yeah.
Oh, pre law.
Yeah.
So you're gonna be a lawyer. Good for you.
Use that and get like a good job or something, you know. That's my plan. And when I turn 35, my ultimate dream is to become the governor of Texas for life, essentially being a dictator.
For life?
For life.
I mean, it's a democracy. I mean, maybe you're gonna get voted out.
Nope. No. Democracy, the problem with democracy is that people are dumb. The people are dumb.
They should have
democracy. A lot of people are NPCs. They're not smart. I don't like democracy. I prefer a monarchy, a benevolent monarchy.
So we should elect.
Not like North Korea though, because some people like Kim Jong-un, some people don't. I'm kind of on the edge.
They're eating grass.
Kim Jong Un, his people are hungry. So like, I don't want to go hungry. You know, I don't want to be without food. So I don't want to. I'm not going to be like Kim Jong Un. I'm gonna protect the cattle industry.
Like, you won't be able to talk like this. You won't have no freedom to talk on a microphone like me and you now and have this conversation if you lived on North Korean system. That's what democracy.
Yeah,
is all
I know.
About.
I would have to use a VPN.
Okay, so I want to ask you something. So your whole dream is to reach age 35 and become governor of Texas for life, right?
Yes.
Wow. You think you're going to do it?
I can do it.
Yeah?
If you set your mind, like, if you have dreams that are peaceful and it's intent, I think those dreams can come true. But you have to put everything you got into it, you know?
Yeah.
You got to put all your charisma. You got to put all your focus towards that dream, no matter what happens in the past, present, or future.
Oh, okay.
And you got to just be like a good person overall. You got to be.
How about marriage? When is marriage coming?
Wait, are you talking about my marriage?
Yeah, you. I mean, you said you have
a dream. I'm not planning to get married anytime soon. I got to focus on the career stuff.
Oh, okay. Great. Did you go?
I also don't make money. I don't make money off streaming. So, like,
yeah. Everybody does. I don't make money. I have all these people. I have I have all these subscribers. It used to be an Arab channel. It used to be an Arab channel shorts. Then I changed it to English. Now I lost. I'm losing all the subscribers because I really didn't have a command of the Arabic language, so I could not continue on that channel. But anyway, I mean, you could keep on trying. I mean, right-wing media has a lot of supporters. They make a lot of money. Because right-wing subscribers or followers, they're all into it. You understand?
They are into it. But you see, the movie that I support, America First, its leader, Nick Fuentes, is banned from like a lot of services.
Yeah, but I think he does that on purpose. Yeah, I think he makes more money being banned than being mainstreamed. Because he was on Twitter like for a day and he did it on purpose. He imploded on purpose. With Elon Musk. Elon Musk is the most fucking lenient person in the world, and he did it on purpose just to get banned again. I think being banned for right-wingers is a way to make money. It's like a grift. Oh, look at me. I'm banned. I'm hated. The mainstream hate me because I'm right. They must hate me. Look at me. They don't want me on their platform. You understand?
Yeah, like, the thing is, Nick Fuentes got banned on YouTube because, like, they said he violated their hate speech policy, even though he didn't.
Well, he does it.
I don't know.
On Twitter, he was back on Twitter for like 10 minutes about a month ago. I mean,
yeah, I don't know what's free Nick Fuentes. That's my position. I don't know what's going on with Twitter. I mean, they were stalling AF supported Oregon. They already were stalling America First supported people like Vincent James and like Grant and like Ethan Ralph and like all these people. And yet, Nick is not. They're leaving Nick out, and the reason for that is because he is effective at getting his message across to the people to rally support behind him and change the way society is. You know?
Right.
How about Ali? He's very effective.
I want to ask you about one more person, Ali Alexander. You
heard funny story, I actually met the guy.
You think he's normal?
Like, I've met Ali Alexander.
Okay, he's half Arab. You know that, right?
Oh, I did not know that. I thought he was black.
No, his father's from Dubai. His mother's black.
His father's from Dubai. I did not know that. Yeah, his father's from Dubai. I got to message him about that.
Yeah, yeah. So do you think he's normal?
I think he's all right. Yeah, he's normal.
He says he travels through time. I mean, how normal can that be?
I think that's based. That's a cool comment to make.
Yeah, but he's serious about it. It's not a comment. He said he travels through times and
Yeah, he does. He's been right about a lot of things. Like, he was right about Milo.
But, okay, hold on, Milo. But do you really believe that he travels through times?
Yeah, I could see it.
I don't know, man. You scare me, Ali. How about, what was he right about
Like,
Milo? Look,
our world is, like, here's the thing. The world is so, like, we have AI that can literally type out paragraphs for people now.
I know, but he says
almost anything can happen.
He says he physically travels through times, and that means from 70 to... And you believe it?
Yeah, I could believe it.
I think you have a good heart there. How about Milo? What was he right about Milo?
Laura Loomer was right about Milo. Like, you know, the thing with Milo Yiannopoulos is, like, he called me gay, and that's not very nice. He also said in the Sunset Chat, which is owned by Ethan Ralph, Milo Yiannopoulos said that I have chromosomal issues, and I'm like, blah, that's, like, not true.
Right.
And then I roasted him in the comment section by saying, how's your relationship with your father? And he said, oh, my father's dead, you see word. And I said, me being the real human being in this situation, I said, oh, your father, I said, oh man, you have my condolences. And he was like, shut up. And I'm like.
But why is Milo involved?
Milo, he doesn't have, like, manners, in my opinion. He needs to stop being gay. He needs to stop being gay. My experience with Milo, not that great. I don't like him.
Oh, have you ever met him in person, though?
No, but he has assaulted me online.
All right. How about the Crucible? What happened to you and Andrew Wilson?
I don't like Andrew Wilson at all.
Why?
The problem is, like, he's not original. Like, he tried to make a website called comfy.stream.
Yeah.
He literally tried to impersonate Cozy TV.
Right.
If he wanted to make a unique name, he wouldn't call it Comfy. He would call it, like, I don't know, freespeech.net or, like, Christ TV or, like, anything original.
But you know, he's smart the way he goes about himself. He believes in the same things you guys believe, but he's more of a fox than a wolf. So he knows how to get that message through without attracting TOS, without being branded.
And that's the problem, because, like,
he believes in Christian nationality. It's the same thing as your beliefs.
Here's the thing. When you self-censor yourself, your message gets twisted and subverted, honestly. That great. I prefer the uncensored what is the truth of things, you know? And I believe that this org stands for that.
So you think Andrew Wilson is not an America First guy, right?
He said some bad... He doesn't like Nick Fuentes too much, honestly.
Well, what he's doing, he's smart. He's picking his followers one by one and bringing them to the Crucible. That's what he does. He picks fights with the America First crowd to get him on his side. And he's picking him. He's doing it. Every time he does that, he picks 2, 3, 4 people to his side by making fun of Nick Fuentes and the way he does things.
He also made fun of Ethan Ralph. He was like spoken again. I believe the guy who owns the Crucible is kind of a cuck.
I don't know about that. I think he has family value. I'm gonna be honest with you, I have issue with him, but he has the things you talk about. He has a wife, she doesn't believe in feminism, he has 5 children, he has the family values, he has the family structure.
I don't know.
He's an Orthodox Christian, and he believes in Christian nationalism, which you guys do believe in.
Honestly.
But he has more, he's very smart about it. That's all it is, the way he moves. You understand? So how many, before we go, how many followers do you have on YouTube? Why don't you do videos every day?
I'm trying to lay low right now.
Why?
You know, sometimes things happen. I can't really get into it, but sometimes things happen and like, I just want to be myself and like, I want to support AF. So I'm trying to like lay low at the moment. However, I am, before you say anything, I am making content on this YouTube channel. Hold on, let me show you. Let me send you.
Send it to me to my Twitter, and I'll watch it later.
Yeah, I am still making content, but it's basically a channel I made.
Right.
Yeah, I'll send it to you right now.
You have subscribers? I think you have like 1,000 subscribers on the other channel, right?
Ow. I hit my stream deck. I think I have like 500 plus, but I'm focused more on the other channel because it has a bigger niche. And so I can get more people to like watch that content and basically I'm trying to like, you know, I'm dabbling in this thing called YouTube automation. I'm trying to like make some money on the side. You know, I'm focused more on that project than my main political channel right now.
Why don't you be a producer for my channel? How much you want to be paid? But I'm a left guy, so you got to give me left wing topics every week. Get me ready, like clips.
I'm loyal to the end. I can't.
I want to pull you to the middle. Yeah, I think
No. Look, I was in your position. I used to support Tulsi Gabbard, actually. But
well, she's right wing now.
But she did support Medicare for All. The problem with that is like it will increase taxes on the American people by a massive amount. Look at Canada. They have that, and like the taxes are through the roof. So Medicare for All will not work. And you have also insurance. She is pro-choice. So that's also a second red flag. So I just said, no, these people, not like the lefties, like Tulsi Gabbard and Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, they're crazy. I want absolutely nothing to do with them.
They had a study.
I tried the center, like I tried Andrew Yang, but it just didn't click. There's no click, man. And then I saw the right wing. I saw Donald Trump. I saw John Doyle. John Doyle, we don't like John Doyle at the moment. I don't think so. Because like, you know,
who's John Doyle?
Another far right YouTuber, but he's not as based as Nick Fuentes, honestly. I don't hate anybody. Like, it was a rabbit
hole. You have different opinions than them. That's all.
Basically, I'm very pro-life. When I saw an abortion, I was like, no, I cannot support this. Anyone who supports this is evil, and I'm not going to vote for them. So I voted for Donald Trump in 2020, my first presidential election, 2020 Donald Trump. I voted for Trump. He's pro-life.
Right.
And then this time around, I'm going to vote for Ye.
Yeah, but Ye, there's no, he just wishes.
He's running. He's running.
But he's not going to be president. I don't understand how you guys think. Do you really think
he
that
will? Well, here's the thing. He could turn his rallies into political. He could turn his rallies into political rallies, and he can attract a large base of people. Republican primary.
He will never be president of the United States. It's very hard to become president.
That's what they said about Donald Trump, and look what happened. So,
but Donald Trump, right now, he has not been winning since 2016. He hasn't won anything. He lost the Congress in 2018.
He did win the 2020 election.
No, he did not win, man.
Have you seen Absolute Proof? Dude, it was hacked. There was hacking.
They had about 120 people who voted illegally, and mostly they voted for Trump twice. It's his followers who were doing all the cheating. You understand? Mm. This is you got to be Ali. You have to be realistic in life.
It is I am being realistic. I've seen the evidence. It is hard to
cheat in an American election of 160 million people voting. I mean, you could cheat one state, maybe one district, but you cannot cheat in five states. And most of these states were Republican. Pennsylvania was under Republican government, local government. Georgia, the governor, the attorney general, everybody who's in charge of the elections were all Republicans and had nothing to do. He calls, can you find me 11,000 votes?
Have you seen the graph where it goes like this and then Biden down here is going?
He did not win that election.
And then like that. Like, have you ever seen that graph where it goes like this and then all of us, like, hold on, it's like this and then all of a sudden the Biden is like right here and he goes,
it's the same thing.
No, that's never that has never happened.
What state did it with the
cheating? That happened in Georgia. It happened in Georgia with Senator Race. I think it happened. I don't know where it happened, but basically,
Georgia is a Republican state. Arizona is a Republican state. Republican governor, Republican.
Have you seen Maricopa County's voting machines? They are not working. I've heard people waiting in line for over 12 hours. That is a problem.
Let me tell you,
you should not be waiting in line to vote for more than 3 hours. That is overkill.
In Atlanta, they were waiting 7-8 hours. Some of them 10 hours because of so many people. Nobody said.
Yeah, because of the voting machines, they're not working. They were not working.
These are Democratic districts. These are Democratic districts. So
the Dominion voting machines are terrible. We should ban all the machines and just strict the paper ballots.
Let me tell you, give me some numbers. In the last 8 presidential elections, the Republicans lost 7 elections. They lost the popular vote. Even the ones who won, they only won because of the Electoral College. And once you start losing the Electoral College, then you guys say, well, there must be fraud. How could this be? We have the right message. We believe in the pro-life, and these atheists.
Donald Trump lost the popular vote as well, but he won the Electoral College in 16.
But I know, but the Republican Party is going to implode. It's shrinking. The problem is nobody. You have to look at the number. The Republican Party is only 22% of the population. It's not a big party. You need independents to vote with you to win the presidency. And the independents, especially women in suburban areas, are afraid of Trump and the way he talks, the way they're not going to vote for him. Even if he wins the primary, he's going to lose the general election again in 2024. You're going to see, you know, because he's a person who's self-wounded. He wounds himself with his words. He's always on the headlines for no good reason, for bad reason. Instead of promoting his
those
good
are the
ideas.
Headlines that are against Donald Trump or by the mainstream media. Those media is actually left.
I agree with you, but he still have Fox. Okay, so what do you think the future holds? I mean, any predictions?
The future is America first, obviously. Right. We are trying. The base Christian nationalists are trying to overtake the Republican Party to be more Christ-focused. Yeah. That is the goal.
It's always been Christ-focused, but they're all hypocrites.
There's some bad actors on both sides, and we always try to weed out those bad actors. But to the people who actually care, like, you know, me, Kai Clips, Nick Fuentes, Vincent James, we are all trying to make the country better. And that is by putting America first. That is by putting the Bible first instead of the Constitution. That is making sure that
rules. Before we go, give you advice. Any statement, last statement, advice to young people, whatever, or a message that you want to get through?
My advice to young people is do not give up. Believe in yourself and like remember to put Jesus first. You know, Jesus is king.
Okay. All right. There you have it. This is Ali Jamal. Thank you for coming, Ali. I really appreciate it. I hope you're going to do it again, maybe in a couple of weeks. And see, as the election goes on, I want to bring you on every time Trump loses a state or anything. All right.
I think Ye will take the cake. I think Ye West will win.
All right, there you have it. This is Ali Jamal. from the America First movement. We had a good conversation. We
America hope you come First back fan, again. Let's go.
On the third rail. Thank you, my brother. Take care. God bless, man.
No problem, man. God bless.
Thank you.